And for a few thoughts here before we go into our Sunday school classes, I'm going to read a portion in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy chapter 30. I'm going to cut in here in verse 14, I believe. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Just a little few thoughts about choices. I believe as I read over that, it gave different choices that we can make. And so I thought about just the subject of choices. I believe every one of us, well, it's something we all do every day. You know, basically, so to speak, our minds, the minute we wake up, our minds click into gear and we have to make a choice. We chose to come here or you wouldn't be here. The opposite of that would be you wouldn't have came. A lot of choice that we make is two different opposites. And there's just, it goes on and on. You chose to come. Now you're here. Now you can choose to either listen or you can be distracted and not listen. That's two opposites. But as I was reading here, there's just quite a few opposites here. And I was kind of, let's go down through verse 15. It says, I have set before thee this day life and good, so we can choose between life and good or death and evil. Verse 16, we can either choose to love the Lord thy God, walk in his ways, keep his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, or we can choose, verse 17, to turn our heart away and not hear and worship other gods. Opposites. On down to verse 19. I have set before you life and death. We can choose between life or death. We can choose between blessing or cursing. Then it encourages us there in verse 19, therefore choose life. And as I was thinking about that, what is life? Didn't Jesus himself say, I am the way, I am the truth, and I'm the life? So if we choose life, it's choosing Jesus, because he is the life. You know, there's really no real life outside of Jesus. You know, a person is even, the Bible says, a person is even dead while he liveth, when he lives in the pleasures of the sin. So that's death. So just life, I just like that thought of life. Let's choose life, like challenges us there in verse 19. And, you know, Joshua made that choice. I'm going to turn to Joshua, next book here, 24. You don't have to turn, with just a verse or two here. When Joshua made that choice for himself and his family, verse 14, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth. Put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood in Egypt, and serve you the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose lands you dwell. But this has been the choice he made. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He chose life. He chose the Lord for him and his family. And also Moses. We'll turn to Hebrews 11, and verse 2 there. A choice that he made. Just by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. That's the choice he made. He chose God instead of the pleasures of sin. And the pleasures of sin are only for a season. As I thought about that, that's only a very short time. But when we choose life, which is Jesus, that's for eternity. And I tried to, as I thought about eternity, I tried to wrap my mind around the word eternity, and you just about can't. It just doesn't, there's no words to really describe it. We could say it's a long time, but that doesn't really describe it, because a long time also has an end to it. So I just quit. But eternity, if we choose life, it's for eternity. One more choice that we have that I like to look at, also in chapter 4 of Deuteronomy, verse 2, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep his commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. We're not to add or diminish. And then, of course, naturally, I thought about the verse in Revelations, right, that runs right parallel with that. In the last chapter of the book, the Bible, Revelations 22, verse 18, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, that God shall take away his part out of the book of life. Now the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. You know, to add or diminish from God's word has serious consequences for eternity. So I was challenged to let's choose life. I trust that's what each one of us wants. And we'll just let the Lord and his word speak to us this morning as we're together. Let's pray. Dear God,